Ladies and gentlemen, if you please take your seats, we'll be starting the board meeting momentarily. Again, please take your seats and we will begin our board meeting. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. We'll be beginning in just under a minute. Ladies and gentlemen of the board, good morning. Thank you for attendance. We begin the board meeting scheduled for Brussels. And we have an agenda set out in its usual way, which is that a large number of items are in what we call the consent agenda, which are relatively non-contentious, where the work has come through from a recognised process which has been checked, and the board has indicated that it doesn't require any discussion on those particular items. It's a feature of every item on the consent agenda that any board member can, without explaining why, ask for an item to be taken out of the consent agenda and put on the main agenda so that there can be fuller discussion. What I propose to do is not read the entire consent agenda, because it runs to many, many pages and it lists a number of things, but just to indicate for the purposes of the public the kinds of things that go onto a consent agenda and these particular ones. We begin with the approval of the minutes of a board meeting of the 22nd of April. We then move to a resolution which will extend the time for GNSO constituency to review their charters. This is part of the long-running restructuring and strengthening of the GNSO. We then have some amendments to the ICANN bylaws in relation to ESSAC. And then implementation of some implementation resolutions around the reports of various working groups, one relating to the NOMCOM, one relating to ESSAC, and one relating to the board. We then have some resolutions detailing the technical liaison group review. As you know, all of the organs of ICANN are subject to regular review. The TLG is now being included in that process, and there's some resolutions about how to do that. And it's a slightly different process than we've been building up. It's not a bylaw matter, but we're just making it clear how that review is going to be done. We then have some very routine housekeeping. There are a number of presidents' committees that have been set up over the years that have been formally closed down and their members thanked. But as a matter of good housekeeping, they actually need to be formally disbanded, so these resolutions simply do that. Then there's some bylaw amendments relating to the selection of a board director from the at-large community. So those will go out. Then there's an at-large improvement implementation plan, so we'll be dealing with that. We then come to some things that we've often done at the end of the meeting, but we're going to incorporate a new process. So thanks to departing directors, and we have one on this occasion. It's Raimundo Becker. We'll be thanked. There'll be a formal vote of thanks to Yanis Karklins. But I will ask Raimundo at the end of the consent agenda to come forward and just receive our thanks in a small token. We did the same thing yesterday in the public forum for Yanis Karklins, who had to depart yesterday. We then will approve some ESSAC appointments, which is a matter for the board, and thanks to the departing members. We do a thanks to all those departing volunteers, including from the at-large. We thank our sponsors, we thank our scribes, we thank our local hosts, and we thank the meeting participants. So that's the consent agenda. But perhaps before I go further on that, it's appropriate to formally welcome the interim chair of the GAC to her first meeting. Heather, I welcomed you earlier to the stage, but this is the formal welcome to the mysterious and arcane workings of the board itself. You're very welcome. And ladies and gentlemen of the board, please join me in formally welcoming Heather. Right, so that's the consent agenda. I'm just going to wait for a moment to check that no board member, having had that description of the items and having the text of those resolutions in front of you, just to be sure no member of the board wishes to take any one of those items and make them the subject of discussion in the main agenda. I see no such interest, so I'll ask then, is there somebody prepared to move the adoption of the consent agenda?
Mr. Chairman, I so move.
Thank you, Steve. Is someone prepared to second that? Thank you, Ray. So it's moved, Steve seconded Ray, that we adopt the consent agenda. I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please raise your hands. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Carried. Thank you. We come then to three very important resolutions relating to delegation. And members who are looking at their agenda will note that there is another matter, but I'll do that after we've done these redelegations. There's been a considerable amount of work, as people will know, in relation to IDN CCTLD delegations, and we come today to three more of those. And I'll come to the first one, which deals with China and ask Harold Alverstrand, who has a long history in developing the IDN work. Harold.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the resolution is delegation of the Chunghwa and Chunghwa top-level domains to China Internet Network Information Center. I don't know how... I'm sorry if for all pronunciation errors or if I remember the word incorrectly. Whereas ICANN has received a request for delegation of Chunghwa encoded as XN-FYIQZ9S and Chunghwa encoded as XN-FIQS8S to China Internet Network Information Center as country code top-level domains, whereas Chunghwa and Chunghwa are two strings that they were deemed to have successfully completed the string evaluation portion of the IDN CCTLD fast-track process by the ICANN Board of Directors in Resolution 2010-04-22-11, whereas ICANN has determined that the proposal is on behalf of a country or territory that is currently listed in the ISO 3166-1 standard and therefore eligible to be delegated country code top-level domains under current policy, whereas the strings applied for delegation are proposed to be used by the applicant in a manner consistent with the country or territory for which they were approved in the string evaluation process, whereas the applicant has undertaken to operate the two top-level domains in a manner which does not cause confusion to the Internet user community, as documented in their implementation plan published online at URL, whereas ICANN has reviewed the delegation request and has determined that the proposal would be in the interest of the local and global Internet communities, resolved that the proposed delegation of the Chunghwa and Chunghwa top-level domains to China Internet Network Information Center is approved.
Thank you, Harold Kuo Wei.
I have two comments for that. First of all, I'd like to declare, and because I'm still the board member of the TWNIC and also the member of the CDNC, so I'm not going to comment on this, also voting on this resolution. But I'd like to help to Harold to correct the Chinese pronunciation, though. And I think that might be the reason for me as a Chinese to sit in the board. There's a Zhongguo. And so I think that is, if any of you need to pronounce correct Chinese, I'm here, please.
Thank you very much for that. What I'm actually looking for first, as a matter of formality, is someone to second that resolution. So I see George was up fast to be associated with what is a very, very positive resolution indeed. So we have the motion moved and seconded. Thank you, Kuo Wei, for both those things, your expression, the reason for your abstention later on in the voting because of the possible conflict, and much more. Thank you for helping us with the Chinese pronunciation. There's going to be many occasions when I'm sure your services will be called upon. Are there any other discussion about this resolution? Jean-Jacques.
Merci.
Thank you, Peter. I would like to seize this opportunity to share a comment on the three requests that are laid before our eyes, not only for Zhongguo. This is also relevant for Taiwan, .Taiwan and .Shanghai. This is extremely important, not only for ICANN and for the Internet, but it has a universal importance. And I would like to mention the UNESCO Convention of 2005 on the diversity of cultural expression. And I would like to recall two of the main provisions of this convention. Firstly, affirming that cultural diversity is an inherent characteristic of humanity. I think this is a very strong principle and a very encouraging one. And second, whereas, recalling that cultural diversity that thrives in a framework of democracy, tolerance, social justice, and mutual respect between peoples and cultures is a prerequisite for security, peace at local, national, and international level. I would also like to say that these are principles, but it is also a fact that languages do not exclusively belong to states. They are the ownership of populations and individuals, and it is a specificity of their culture. And these are the reasons why these three requests are so paramount.
Did you want to speak in relation to this resolution also?
Yes, thank you. There you go. I'm also very pleased to see this resolution as well as this set of resolutions come forward. As someone who has been working with IDNs and in the area of IDNs for quite a while, and specifically in the last little while been involved in understanding some more of the nuances that go into both the delegation as well as the technology behind it, I'm absolutely pleased that we are here. You know, the fact is that of the nearly 1.8 billion internet users, those that speak the Chinese language represent the single largest group besides English speakers. China itself has almost 400 million internet users, and this development and the vote and the addition of TLDs that use the Chinese language is, in my opinion, truly a historic moment and a landmark in where the TLD system is going. And I, for one, am really proud to be, in a very small way, to be part of a community that has helped make it happen. That community, what I'm talking about, is the IETF, the Internet Engineering Task Force, and the engineering community. You know, the engineers at the IETF have been at the forefront of the effort to get IDNs, to get the technology behind it, to work in a way that is compatible with a domain name system that was built many years ago, and build a way so that there is a continuing bridge to the future. And hats off to all of the engineers and to the linguists and that set of communities that got together to help make this a reality. Certainly, from the Chinese language perspective, there have been a great number of very talented folks who have contributed, including submitting RFCs and things like that, into the engineering community. And I think that's a fantastic model for how to go forward. With that, I just want to say something. Kuo Wei was saying, you know, he's here to help teach pronunciation. And I spent a little bit of time earlier with him to learn how to say this. And Kuo Wei, if you could just correct me, I'm going to say this in Chinese. I'll tell you what it actually means in English afterwards. Heng Gao Xin Kan Dao Zhong Win Jin Zhu Gun Se Huchi. And what that means is we welcome Chinese into the root server. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I think there was applause for you making the effort. Let's turn over to Kuo to get a mark for that pronunciation. Thank you for that. Let's move on. I'm going to put that resolution. I'm sure everybody on the board wants to associate themselves with all of the things that have been said. Rod?
Just one brief remark, and that is to say this is a truly historic moment. More than one out of five people who walk on this planet speak Chinese as a first language. In addition to all the incredible engineering work that's gone on for many years, the policy work, the work by linguists, and the work in the last 6 months by the operators in China of this proposed IDNCC-TLD, and the intense work of the board of ICANN and staff and the community have been remarkable. And it's exciting to, for all of us, I think, to be here and to see the route truly embrace the world. Thank you.
Thanks, Rod. I'm going to put that resolution now. So all those in favor, please raise your hands. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Kuai Wei, you indicated your abstention for the reason that you gave. I'll declare that resolution carried. What an historic day. Let's move to another historic, very similar resolution, and I'll call on Jean-Jacques to take us through the resolution in relation to another CCTLD delegation.
I'd like to consider that the applause and the consideration manifested for one of the three GTLDs IDNs asked for applies to all three, and that the enthusiasm applies to all three, because what is at stake is really a community, a linguistic, a cultural community, which is not restricted to one country, however large and important it is. I think it's a worldwide recognition that diversity is here and that that's how we must operate. So, delegation of the Xiangkang top-level domain to Hong Kong Internet Registration Corporation Limited. Whereas ICANN has received a request for delegation of Xiangkang, encoded as XN J6W193G, to Hong Kong Internet Registration Corporation Limited as a country code top-level domain. Whereas Xiangkang is a string that has successfully completed the string evaluation portion of the IDN CCTLD fast track process, whereas ICANN has determined that the proposal is on behalf of a country or territory that is currently listed in the ISO 3166-1 standard and therefore eligible to be delegated country code top level domains under current policy, whereas the string applied for delegation is proposed to be used by the applicant in a manner consistent with the country or territory for which they were approved in the string evaluation process, whereas ICANN has reviewed the delegation request and has determined that the proposal would be in the interests of the local and global internet communities, resolved, reference, that the proposed delegation of the .Xiangkang to Hong Kong Internet Registration Corporation Limited is approved.
Well, thank you, Jean-Jacques. Is there a seconder for that resolution? I see Ray Paulzak is seconding that. Jean-Jacques, I'm going to proceed on the assumption that we agree that all of the said things that were said in relation to the first and the acclamation also apply in relation to these. So I'm going to move to putting that resolution. All those in favour of this resolution, please raise your hands. Any opposed? Any abstentions? And we note Kuai Wei as abstaining. Thank you. I'll declare that resolution carried. Thank you very much. The next delegation is in relation to Taiwan, and I'll ask Ram Mohan to read that resolution for us. Ram.
Thank you. Before I start, Kuo Wei, could you help me with exactly how to pronounce?
I think I can open a Chinese language school in here, hello. Okay. Taiwan.
Taiwan. Okay, thank you. This resolution is the delegation of Taiwan and Taiwan top-level domains to Taiwan Network Information Center. Whereas ICANN has received a request for delegation of Taiwan encoded as XN-KPRY57D and Taiwan encoded as XN-KPRW13D to Taiwan Network Information Center as country code top level domains. Whereas Taiwan and Taiwan are two strings that were deemed to have successfully completed the string evaluation portion of the IDN CCTLD fast track process by the ICANN Board of Directors in Resolution 2010.042211. Whereas ICANN has determined that the proposal is on behalf of a country or territory that is currently listed in the ISO 3166-1 standard and therefore eligible to be delegated country code top-level domains under current policy. Whereas the strings applied for delegation are proposed to be used by the applicant in a manner consistent with the country or territory for which they were approved in the string evaluation process. Whereas the applicant has undertaken to operate the two top-level domains in a manner which does not cause confusion to the Internet user community as documented in their implementation plan published online at URL. Whereas ICANN has reviewed the delegation request and has determined that the proposal would be in the interests of the local and global Internet communities. Resolved that the proposed delegation of the Taiwan and Taiwan top-level domains to Taiwan Network Information Center is approved.
Thank you, Ram. Is there a seconder for that resolution? I see Ramaraj seconds. Is there any further discussion on this delegation or these delegations? Not just recording again the same enthusiasm and acclamation is treated as applying to all of these and the comments that Jean-Jacques made in both languages in discussing this. I'll put that resolution then. All those in favour, please raise your hands. Any opposed? Any abstentions? We note Kuo Wei's abstention, that I declare this resolution carried also.
This is for Hong Kong as well.
Just to echo Rod's comments and other comments, extraordinary work. Congratulations to everybody involved. Historic day. Can we go now to item number two on the agenda, which is the consideration by the Board of the Independent Review Panel's declarations in relation to ICANN's decision regarding ICM Registry's application for an STLD. I have a resolution that I'm prepared to move in relation to how we should treat this. A little bit of explanation. This is an application that was made some years ago in the STLD round. The board, after a number of discussions and contract negotiations with the applicant, resolved in a split vote to decline this application, and the applicant then pursued one of the mechanisms provided under the ICANN bylaws and sought an independent review of that decision by the board to decline that application. There was a hearing in front of those panelists at which the panelists made their case, and at which ICANN responded through its counsel, and eventually there was a decision, another split decision, by the panellists finding that the board had not acted consistently with its bylaws and made a number of recommendations. Now, the board is obliged to consider that under the bylaws, is obliged to consider any such finding by an independent review panel, and at the earliest opportunity which was available to us, we began considering the course of conduct that we should follow. We took the reasonably unprecedented step of publishing the options that we thought were available to us, the kind of decision tree process that we thought we had to go through, putting up all the different options as to what we might do and considering how to respond to the panel decisions. We then received an unprecedented amount of public comment on that. an extraordinary amount of work done by staff then to digest that public comment and report the results to us and to the community. We've had a number of discussions during the week here in Brussels and have arrived at the following resolution as a means of resolving this issue and taking it forward. So I move the following resolution. Whereas, on the 19th of February 2010, an independent review panel, quote the panel, issued an advisory declaration in the independent review proceedings filed by ICM Registry challenging ICANN's denial of ICM's application for the XXX domain. Sorry, the XXX STLD. Whereas the board understands and appreciates the inaugural utilisation of the independent review process and the value of such an accountability mechanism. Whereas, although the board has not made a determination as to whether or not it agrees with the findings of the panel majority, brackets, a 2-1 decision, close brackets, the board has determined to accept and act in accordance with some of the panel's findings. Whereas, in accordance with Article 4, Section 3.15 of ICANN's bylaws, the board considered the panel's declaration throughout the week in Nairobi from 7th to the 12th of March 2010, and reviewed various paths towards conclusion. Whereas, in the absence of a process for approving an STLD 6 years following the receipt of ICM's original application, the board chose to create a transparent set of process options and resolved to post those options for public comment. Whereas, the process options were posted for public comment and over 13,700 comments received have been reviewed and analysed. And whereas the board has reviewed public comments received and further discussed and debated the process options for further consideration of the panel declaration. Resolved. And there's a number. The board accepts and shall act in accordance with the following findings of the independent process majority. Quote, 1. The board of ICANN, in adopting its resolutions of June 1, 2005, found that the application of ICM Registry for the XXX STLD met the required sponsorship criteria, semicolon, and brackets 2. The board's reconsideration of that finding was not consistent with the application of neutral, objective, and fair documented policy, end quote. Resolved. The board directs staff to conduct expedited due diligence to ensure that, brackets 1, the ICM application is still current, semicolon, and indent 2, that there have been no changes in ICM's qualifications. Resolved. Another number. If the expedited due diligence results are successful, then the board directs ICANN staff to proceed into draft contract negotiations with ICM, taking into account the GAC advice received to date. Resolved. Another number. Upon staff's finalising of a draft contract with ICM, the board will determine whether the proposed contract is consistent with GAC advice and, if not, will enter into GAC consultation in accordance with the bylaws. Resolved. Further number. After the GAC consultation is completed, the board will decide whether to approve the contract and will declare whether its action is in accordance with GAC advice or not. So that ends the resolution. I'm moving this relatively pro forma as chair, and I've asked the vice chairman, again pro forma, to second that. So, Dennis, will you second that resolution?
Yes, I do second that resolution. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you. So the resolution is moved as read into the record and seconded. Is there any further discussion by the board on this resolution? Harold.
To say that I am uncomfortable with this situation is an understatement. I believe that our process has been followed, our reconsideration process has been followed, we have received competent legal advice on what is the reasonable path forward for what the organization should do, and effectively this forces me to say that it is in the best interest of the organization and in the interest of the furtherance of the organization's goals to act as if something is true that I believe is not in fact so. This is a very uncomfortable situation, but I can see no better way to move forward. Thank you.
So thank you, Harold, for a very concise explanation of the position that I think many board members find themselves in. Is there any further comment on the resolution? Rita and then Bruce. Rita?
I guess I agree with Harold. I was in the unfortunate position to be on the board in 2007 and being told to reevaluate what happened in 2005. And, you know, after hearing many comments about the propriety of this application, I still am question whether, in fact, there is a real sponsored community here. But it really doesn't matter what I think. I think what's really important is that ICANN has a process that it set up, and the process came back and said that sponsorship criteria was met and that this board has the courage to follow that criteria. And I think that is really important for everyone in the community to understand and appreciate. Thanks.
Thanks, Rita. Bruce?
Oops. Thanks, Peter. I just wanted to, draw attention to some of the timing implications of this resolution, just so it's clear to the community as well as to the applicant here. The first couple of steps of the timing are probably more in the control of the ICANN staff and the applicant, in that there will be firstly a due diligence stage. Secondly, if that due diligence is successful, then there is a stage where the draft contract is reviewed. But ultimately, the key step then is for the board to decide whether the board feels that contract is in compliance with GAC advice. If the board doesn't feel it's in compliance with GAC advice, then it needs to consult with the GAC. And our best advice so far is that would probably be in Colombia, because the GAC as a whole doesn't meet intersessionally. So I just want to sort of make clear that, you know, there is a potential that this is a prolonged process in timing.
Thank you, Ruth. Any further comments? Kateem?
Yeah. Thanks, Peter, and good morning, everyone. I have to say that I'm like a lot of people here on these days. You know, in a very uncomfortable position in the face of this resolution. But I think at the end of the day, we all have to face the facts that sometimes we have to make the tough decisions. And I think this is a very difficult decision that has to be made in the interest of ICANN, in the interest of due process, and in the interest of the involvement of the community in the stipulation of the policies of the organization. And as Bruce said, this game is still yet not played out yet. We still have quite a number of steps to proceed. And I think at this point, you know, we just have to, do our best and follow the due process. Thank you.
Thank you, Kateem. Any other comments? Seeing none, I'll put this resolution. All those in favour of the resolution, please raise your hands. Thank you. Any opposed? I see none. Any abstentions? I see Rod Beckstrom and Jean-Jacques Subrenard. Would either of you like to make a statement in relation to your abstentions, starting with Jean-Jacques?
Thank you, Chair. I would like to provide two sentences regarding my abstention. First, my position is established on an informed basis, with all due care, in good faith, in the honest belief that it is in the interests of the corporation of which I am a member of the board. Second statement, I believe that my abstention in this vote is consistent with the dispositions of Article 6, Section 23 of the ICANN bylaws. I request that my statement be deposited by the Secretary of the Board. Thank you.
Thank you, Jean-Jacques. Duly noted. And now, Rod.
While I accept the contribution to ICANN's accountability and transparency provided by the existence and the use of the independent panel review process, I am nonetheless concerned about the determination by two of the three panelists that the ICANN board should not use business judgment in the conduct of its affairs. In my view as CEO, the board must be able to use business judgment in order to protect the global public interest and the coordination of the root of the Internet and the domain name system.
Thank you, Rod. Duly noted. Any other comment about that resolution? If not, I've declared it carried, and we move on. What I'd now like to do is call Raimundo Becker to the stage to formally thank Raimundo in person for his years of service. Raimundo. Hopefully this is on. Thanks very much. There was in the consent agenda, Raimundo, a formal resolution recording our thanks, and you've been here with us this week, and we've had many opportunities in private to say some of these things, but now's an opportunity in public. So first of all, let me hand these to you. This is the traditional certificate thanking you that you can frame, and also the token of our thanks. But you've been an extraordinary board member and have served as chair of the Finance Committee and on many other committees, and I think have been for a period the longest serving board member. So thank you very, very much for the extraordinary service that you've rendered ICANN. There are a couple of people who have virtually insisted that even though we've had these other comments, that they do want to say a couple of things in the public forum, and then we'll ask you to make some comments. And Ray, you're one of those who's particularly asked if you could say something in this forum, and I'm delighted to give you the opportunity. Ray.
Thank you, Peter. First of all, Raimundo and I go back many, many, many years, back to the days before LACNIC when Raimundo was active in ARIN. Along the way, we came to an agreement that depending upon which side of the equator we were on, we would decide who would be called Ray. We have been associated over the years working together in a large variety of roles. I have always valued your opinions and your contributions, Raimundo. And I, for one, will miss your presence on this board. So. From the deepness of my heart, I wish to thank you very much for everything you've done to help promote the development of the Internet in Latin America and your contributions to the development of the Internet as a whole. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ray. Is there anyone else who wants to make a comment on this forum? Thunder, I think. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Raimundo, gracias por...
Raimundo, she's speaking in Portugal. Raimundo, thank you so much for all the job, for your kindness, for all your devotion. We had the chance to live together during almost 10 years. We've been in this voluntary task in ICANN. I hope you won't disappear. I hope you will remain with us. And I wish to see you soon in order to take profit of your excellent memory, which is really needed in a board like this one. Thank you so much.
Jean-Jacques.
I'd like to address you, Raimundo, in one of the languages you so like because you spent so long in France. For example, at a time when your country was not thriving in state functions. So what I'd like to say here, most of all, is how much quality, how much care you put into every single issue you tackle. You have a very high professional sense. Many times you brought us back to the right path with our discussions, and I'd like to thank you about this. I think an African saying says, an old man who dies is like the burning of a library. Of course, I don't wish you anything like this, but I'd like to say that the fact that Raimondo leaves the directory is like losing a huge hard disk. So I'd like to make sure you keep all this memory and all this wisdom to ICANN.
Thank you, Jean-Jacques. Gonzalo.
No? All right. Thank you, Peter. Voy a hablar en español.
I'll speak in Spanish. As from a person from Chile, I'm so proud to mention these words. I think Raimondo has been a very important person, probably one of the most important person in ICANN, representing the Latin American community in an excellent way. Personally speaking, I will miss him a lot, because even if I'm a young member of the board, it's so difficult to get in and analyze all the map. Raimondo was the most generous person with me. I'm so grateful, and I really hope to go on with the job he started. And of course, we will miss him, but I'm sure he'll be close to us all the time. It's not a goodbye, it's just see you later, Raimondo.
Thank you very much, Gonzalo. So that's the end, Raimondo, of the additional tributes that people wanted to make in public. So we hand over to you to say anything that you would like to say in reply.
Well, thank you very much to everybody. And I was speaking first in Spanish, then in French, and finally in English. In Spanish first.
Well, I'm so touched that it's difficult for me to express my feelings. Of course, I need my mother tongue to do that. Thank you so much to all of you. It's been 6 years, very interesting for me. It's been a huge experience. I really learned a lot. I have a bunch of friends, extraordinary, and it's one of the best treasures I can keep. Now I speak in French.
As Jean-Jacques said, France is a second home country to me. I spent 19 years of my life in France, and 16 years were compulsory, and three because I wanted to. So when I have to express feelings, French comes naturally. And now I'll switch to English.
In my life, I have always had a very big difficulty to get away from a place. When I came out from the secondary school to the university, I didn't like that moment. I wanted to rest in the school. When I left the university to go to study in France, I didn't like to go. I wanted to rest in the university. And the sole moment in my life where I have a very which I didn't have the same emotion was the moment when I was not accepted to come back to my country for 16 years. So in this moment, the emotion which I feel is that I am not leaving ICANN because nobody has obliged me to go out like. And I always would have liked to be in the moments like the one we just had now with the IDNs, which is a big, big emotion, big history. So I live now this history moment of the IDNs. And, of course, this is my more memory. Well, I would have liked also to be there for another moment we are going to leave it in 1 year more, which is the moment when the last five blocks of Ayana will be evenly distributed to the five regions. I worked a lot that to happen, and I would have liked to be in the board when that happened. It would not be like that, but I for sure I will be present when that will happen. And also, I would have, because I worked a lot of that, I would have been there when the first new GTLDs of the round will happen. And as a memory of that, or anticipation of that, I will wear this.
Raimundo, thank you very much.
With an excuse to Ray, because I didn't announce it.
That's all right. I've got one too, and I'll wear it south of the equator the next time I'm there.
That sounds like collision in the T-shirt namespace, doesn't it? Thanks very much for that. Could I now ask the representatives of the local hosts to come forward so that we can thank you for the extraordinary efforts that you've gone into making this meeting such a success. Mark, are you able to come forward with your team? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mark van Wesemel, and I'm not sure, Mark, who else you have with you today, but please bring them up, and we'd really like to say a few words. Mark, I was going to say a few words, but I think that testimony from the crowd is actually far more important and far more more effective than anything I can say. What I would have said is that having served on an organising committee when ICANN was in Wellington, I know a little bit about what's involved, and it's an absolutely extraordinary effort. And one of the things is that we appreciate is that you three are here today, but are just the tip of an enormous team that's done a huge amount of work. And so please will you carry that back, that emotion, that thanks to all of the team. And thank you for the work that's gone into this. It's been an excellent meeting as far as we're concerned, and particularly the catering of all the things to pick out about a meeting. Everybody has commented about that, but everything's gone very, very smoothly. Thank you very much to you and your team. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Debbie. Thank you very much. Would you like to now say a few words?
Well, Peter, thank you very much. Indeed, it was a great meeting for us, a great experience, and thanks to Giovanni and Daniela, it all went well. They did a great job. As I said in the beginning, in the opening speech, it was really squaring the circle at some times, and I did that by, as I said, circling this square. And thank you, Giovanni, thank you, Daniela, but also thank you to all the people who have been working on this event. And thank you all people here for coming to Brussels. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you will stay in Brussels for a few days and enjoy the weather and the nice town. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark. And I'm looking for Tansy now to come forward, or whoever it is that's got the little tokens for you. Thank you very much. So if the cameras can get ready. So to the Brussels meeting team, thank you very, very much.
Peter?
Katim.
Yeah.
Peter, I really would be remiss if I don't bring to the attention of this august body the incredible efforts to which Giovanni went to get me a visa to get to Brussels. I had to go to Dakar. We don't have a Belgian embassy in my country, the Gambia. I had to go to Dakar at least twice, and Giovanni called, emailed, faxed, and said, did everything. In the end, I got it just about a few days before I got here. So I want to say thank you very much on behalf of not only myself, but I'm sure the countless other people that you really went to bat for to help ensure that they got here on time. Thanks again.
Thanks, Katim. Just another example of all the extraordinary stuff that goes into it, much of it in the background. Let's move back to the regular agenda. We're up to item six, and we have an issue relating to board committee assignments. And Ray, I might ask you to have a look at that for us, please.
Thank you, Peter. Before I begin, just a note, taking note of the conversation during the report of the Finance Committee this morning, I'm taking the liberty of correcting the individual that's named in the second resolution regarding this is his name. And therefore, whereas Kuo Wei Wu has joined the ICANN board and Ramona Becker's term as ICANN director has concluded. Whereas in light of the changes to board membership, the Board Governance Committee has made recommendations for revisions to the membership of certain board committees. Whereas the board agrees with the BGC's recommendations, resolved, Kuo Wei Wu shall become a member of the public participation in the IANA board committees. Resolved, Ram Maharaj shall become a member of the Board Executive Committee.
Thank you, Ray. Is there a seconder for that committee, for that resolution? I see Dennis, the chair of the BGC, seconding that. Is there any discussion about that? If not, I'll put that resolution. All those in favour, please raise your hands. Any opposed? Any abstentions? I see three. Jean-Jacques?
Yes, I think I don't need to reassure my colleagues Ramaraj and Kuo Wei that I have deep esteem for them, and I'm so glad that they are nominated to these committees. My point is about process, and whereas I would like to commend Dennis and the other members of the Board Governance Committee for all the work which has been done over the past year, and all the tasks they have accepted to take on and they have dealt with so well. I just want to make a point that I have brought this up in several international meetings of ICANN, that I think this particular process of the appointment of board members to board committees can and should be improved. I come out with this just now because I have a strong belief that especially now where we are engaged in the process of the review teams and where we have an ever greater duty in terms of governance, I think that internal governance is equally important. And so in line with this, I have sent around to my colleagues of the board some suggestions for an improvement. But I repeat, I'm overjoyed by the appointments which were made.
Thank you, Jean-Jacques. The other abstentions were from Ramaraj and Kuo Wei, who are the subjects of the resolution. I assume it's simply for that reason, but if you wish to say something, I see none. All right, well, let's declare the resolution carried and move to the next resolution, which deals with the remuneration of the chair. And consistent with my practice, whenever this has been discussed, I will hand the chair to Dennis. In fact, when this has been discussed at the board, I have actually left the room. I'm not sure that Council is recommending that I do that on this occasion. So, Dennis, you have the chair for item 7, and Rita has indicated that she will move this resolution.
Thank you very much, Peter. Let me go straight to the resolution. Whereas the Board has determined that it is appropriate to consider reasonable compensation for the chair of the Board of ICANN. Whereas, as a non-profit California public benefit corporation, that is exempt from United States federal income taxes because it is an organization described in 501c3 of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986, as amended, ICANN may not pay more than, quotes, reasonable compensation, close quotes, for services rendered to ICANN. Whereas the Compensation Committee was tasked with obtaining, reviewing, and considering comparable compensation data before making recommendations relating to board chair remuneration, taking into account organization size, geographic considerations, international presence, and other relevant factors. Whereas the Compensation Committee is authorized to engage and to seek advice from independent professionals with appropriate expertise in compensation arrangements for board members of US-based, non-profit, tax-exempt organizations possessing a global employee base. Whereas in connection with consideration of compensation for the ICANN board chair, the Board Governance Committee, in furtherance of the Compensation Committee's remit, requested staff to engage the services of Towers Watson, an international consulting firm, to assist the Compensation Committee in compiling and analyzing appropriate compensation data as to comparability with respect to the chair of ICANN's board. Whereas in making recommendations to the full board regarding the level of compensation to consider for ICANN's chair of the board, the Compensation Committee followed the process set forth in United States Treasury Regulation 53.4958-6, which is intended to enable the board to establish the presumption that the compensation to be paid to the board chair is reasonable for federal income tax purposes. Whereas upon due inquiry of its members, the Compensation Committee concluded that no member participating in the deliberations and voting on the level of compensation recommended to the board for the board chair compensation was conflicted. Whereas because the board chair, who is also the chair of the Compensation Committee, is conflicted, the board chair did not participate in the deliberations or voting on the recommendations as to whether the board should consider compensating the board chair or the level of compensation considered. Whereas, after consideration of the information the Compensation Committee received, including the comparability data provided by Towers Watson and the advice and counsel of Towers Watson, the non-conflicted voting members of the Compensation Committee agree that it is in the best interest of ICANN to recommend that the board consider compensating the ICANN chair of the board. Whereas after consideration of the information the Compensation Committee has received, including the comparability data provided by Towers Watson and the advice and counsel of Towers Watson, the non-conflicted voting members of the Compensation Committee agreed that, taking into account organization size, geographic considerations, international presence, the role and responsibilities of the board chair and other relevant factors, determined that reasonable compensation for the board chair would be $75,000 per year. Whereas upon due inquiry of its members, the board has concluded that no member of the board participating in the deliberations and voting on the issue of compensating the board chair was conflicted. Whereas because the board chair is conflicted, the board chair did not participate in the deliberations or voting on the issue of compensating the board chair. Whereas the board considered the information that was gathered pursuant to the Compensation Committee remit, including the comparable compensation compiled and reported by Towers Watson. Whereas there's been a full discussion among non-conflicted board members regarding the reasonableness of compensating the board chair, and the reasonableness of compensating the board chair in the amount of $75,000 per year for services to ICANN, taking into account organization size, geographic considerations, international presence, the role and responsibilities of the board chair, and other relevant factors. Whereas in reviewing the recommendations of the Compensation Committee regarding the level of compensation best suited for ICANN's chair of the board followed the process set forth in Treasury Regulation 53.4958-6, which is intended to enable the board to establish the presumption that the compensation recommended to be paid to the board chairman is reasonable for federal income tax purposes. Whereas if the board decides to compensate the board chair
Doing so will require a bylaws change. Resolved, at the reference number, the board has determined that it is appropriate to consider reasonable compensation for the ICANN chair. Resolved, the board directs staff to post for public comment for a period of at least 30 days revised bylaws that would allow for compensation of the ICANN chair of the board, and after taking public comments into account, the board will reconsider the matter. Now, I'm chairing the meeting, of course, so naturally. Pardon me when I fix this. Do I have a seconder for this motion? I have a Rita, you're proposing, and Ray is the seconder. Does any member of the board wish to make any comment on this resolution at this time? Seeing that nobody wants to make a comment, can I ask all board members who are in favour of this resolution, voting in favour of this resolution, to raise their hands? Thank you. Any board member wishes to vote against this resolution? Any abstentions? I see three abstainers. Thank you very much. Resolution passed.
Can I, Peter Dingate-Thrash, can I just comment? I'm abstaining for the obvious reasons of conflict of interest.
And Rod, do you wish to comment?
Yes, I'm abstaining due to potential perceived conflict of interest, as the chairman is also the chairman of the compensation committee that determines my compensation.
And Steve, do you wish to comment on your abstention?
Not at length. It's a very delicate it's a question of judgment as to whether there's a potential conflict of interest, and so I've decided to abstain.
Thank you, Steve. That concluding that matter, I hand you back to our chair.
Thank you, Dennis. Let's move then to the fiscal budget for the coming year, and I would ask Ramaraj, the chair of the Board's Finance Committee, to take us through this resolution. Ramaraj.
Thank you, Peter. After I read the resolution into the record, I would like to make a comment, and I would like to request Bruce also to support me in another comment, if with your permission. Adoption of fiscal year 2011 budget. Whereas on 19 February 2010, ICANN's board approved an update to the strategic plan. Whereas the framework for the FY11 operating plan and budget was posted in February 2010 for community consultation and was presented at the Nairobi ICANN International Public Meeting. Whereas community consultations were held to discuss and obtain feedback on the initial framework. Whereas the draft FY11 operating plan and budget was posted for public comment in accordance with the bylaws on 17th May 2010, based upon the framework for the FY11 operating plan and budget, community consultation, and consultations with the Board Finance Committee. Whereas ICANN has actively solicited further community feedback and consultation with the ICANN community through online fora, conference calls, meetings in Brussels, and in the open forum in Brussels. Whereas the ICANN Board Finance Committee has discussed and guided staff on the development of the FY11 operating plan and budget at each of its regularly scheduled monthly meetings. Whereas the ICANN Board Finance Committee met in Brussels on 20th June 2010 to discuss the FY11 operating plan and budget and recommended that the board adopt the FY11 operating plan and budget. Whereas the board has heard comments from the community during the meeting in Brussels, and with the comment period ending today, the board will make adjustments to the budget where appropriate in order to address the community's concerns. Resolved, the board adopts the FY11 operating plan and budget.
Thanks, Ramaraj. Is there a seconder for that resolution? I see Bruce. Now, any comment on the resolution? Ram, you wanted to make a comment?
Yeah. So we received a fair amount of community feedback online and at these meetings. And I thought I'll take up on one aspect of that in terms of what we could do now and in terms of process improvement going forward. So one area that there was a fair bit of feedback was in constituency support So we thought that one area that we would try and do is request Kevin and his team to give greater detail than is available in the 83-page report, greater granularity, and go down and share that with the community that's interested in that. That was one step. And work with the members of the community based on that input and see if there are any changes, any additions, some modifications that we could still incorporate at this time. So those were two that are actions arising out of the feedback that we have received from community. We also felt that that we need to work with the supporting and advisory organizations much earlier in the budget process to get that feedback. Has been expressed many times as almost like operational divisions, and we're going to initiate that maybe in August, September itself this year to help get more clarity and inputs so that the budget process continues to improve. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, Ryan. That's very important, I think, to acknowledge the community input that's had and the various responses, some immediate and some longer term, and hopefully some of them are quite structural. Bruce, were you going to comment?
Thank you, Peter. I just want to talk a little bit about compliance, because that's been a common theme across the GNSO and in nearly every, certainly, constituency group I attended. The registry constituency wants to see stronger compliance of conditions around vertical integration, and we heard yesterday from the working group that that's a major issue in any proposal coming forward, that any proposed structure needs to be able to ensure that I can manage compliance to whatever that proposal is. In the registrars, the registrar constituency believes that the members that attend these meetings are, of course, all the good guys, and that there are others that don't attend that need compliance. So they're keen on compliance too. The intellectual property constituency believes we need more compliance, particularly around who is. Law enforcement believes we need compliance around who is, and generally improving due diligence around selection of registrars, etc. So I could certainly go on, but we're hearing that from lots of different areas. And then when people look at the budget, they look at what percentage is ICANN spending on compliance, and is it spending more or less? So the answer to that is it is spending more. It's spending about 7.7% in addition compared to last year. And then if you compare the compliance against our total budget, it's probably about 6% of ICANN's total budget goes into compliance. So I think the next steps are that what we really need is to go away from just comments that, hey, we should spend more, we should double, triple, quadruple the budget, to actually having some more concrete proposals about what specific actions do we want the staff to take. The staff can then provide some budget elements against what those actions would be. And then the board or the finance committee can review that and say, well, we've got three options. There are different levels of expenditure. We can put that out for community comment and do that as part of the budgeting process. Also, just want to add there's sort of three main methods of compliance and three costs associated with that. So regardless of whether you're talking about the compliance of registrants with who is, or whether you're talking about the compliance of registries in terms of ownership provisions, you can do three things. One is you can check up front when a registrant registers a domain name or when a registrar is accredited. You can do an annual retreat check of those qualifications, if you like, so at the time of renewal. So obviously that'd be very expensive to do that for 80 million registrants that we have in the system. Secondly, you can use an audit approach, which a lot of tax departments do. So they basically say, well, we don't have time to check everybody's tax return in detail. We will use some, typically, an algorithm that checks a few things. And if you say your income is a large number, but the amount of tax you need to pay is nearly nothing, then that usually triggers an audit to understand why that is the case. So you can do some audits, just picking a few elements that seem bad. We could do that with WHOIS. We could do some scans of WHOIS and audit some of it. Or thirdly, you use complaints and you follow up on complaints. And our current compliance system at the moment is basically a complaints-based system. And what we have in, included in the budget is some improvements to the reporting systems for who is data reporting. And ICANN's been spending quite a bit on that in the last few years, is to improve that complaint reporting system. But just want to identify there are three main systems. They have three very different levels of cost. And I think we as a community need to analyse that in more detail.
Thanks, Bruce. I think it's appropriate to respond to the amount of public comment that we've had about that particular item. So thank you for that clear exposition. Mike Silbert, did you want to comment on the budget?
Thanks, Peter. Peter, just to indicate that a clause has been put in the recordals, as Ramaraj indicated, to take into account that there has been a slight confusion or lack of foresight in terms of the planning, that we're passing the resolution when the public comment only closes today. And also further, that some of the comment received has asked for further detail to allow people to comment on items that are not clear to them. I just think that's a process improvement that we really need to focus on in future, that we allow significant or sufficient time for comments to be made and we don't have to rely on ad hoc alterations after the fact when we've already adopted something.
Thanks, Mike. Anyone else want to comment on the budget? Seeing none, let's put that resolution, which will have the effect of adopting the budget. All those in favour, please raise their hands. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Oh, goodness, a clean slate. Well done. Let's move to the next one, which is an item that we had an item on our published agenda called the new GTLD budget, and there's been some discussion about that. I actually asked Mike to move the resolution, but there isn't one. But Mike, if you're interested in saying a few comments about the discussions that we had about the new GTLD budget, now's the time.
Thanks again, Peter. I think the critical issue is recognising that we're in a process of continual improvement, and having regard to the discussion and around, firstly, the budget and, secondly, the new GTLD budget at the public forum yesterday, as well as during the course of the week. It's our view as a board that the matter has been appropriately dealt with. We greatly appreciate the public input. Obviously, it's an ongoing public input, and it certainly will be taken into consideration in terms of the processes leading up to the final launch of the new GTLD application process.
Thanks, Mike. So let's move on to the next item, which is in relation to the internal audit function. And I've asked George to move this resolution. George.
Thank you, Peter. I'm quite pleased to do this, having listened to Rita Rodin's report on the Audit Committee of the need and usefulness for this function. So, whereas the Board Audit Committee, BAC, has been carefully considering the institution of an internal audit function within ICANN as a best practice for financial controls and accountability within the organization. Whereas the BAC, through staff, identified an initial scope and firm to perform the internal audit function and report the results of such function directly to the BAC. Whereas the BAC had an initial discussion with the internal audit firm while in Brussels, and provided a brief presentation to the board on the initiation of the internal audit function, resolved, reference number. The board appreciates the Board Audit Committee's institution of this important step in continued best practices for audit committees and increased accountability for the organization.
Thank you, George. Is there a seconder for that resolution? I see Ramaraj is seconding. Any discussion about that? If not, let's put that resolution. All those in favour, please raise your hands. Thank you. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Rita, who's the chair of the Audit Committee, abstains. I don't think you're strictly required to, Rita, but if you feel that you want to, do you want to make any comment?
It just feels weird to thank myself, I guess. Thank you, Sol.
Okay, let's move on. Then declare the resolution carried and we can move on to the next one, which is the discussion and a resolution about the use of the board retreat for considering new GTLDs. Bruce, can you take this one, please?
Thank you, Peter. I'm pleased you've chosen a short resolution for me, which is much appreciated. The resolution reads, whereas the public comment period for the draft applicant guidebook version 4, which is for both ASCII and IDN GTLDs, will close on the 21st of July of this year. Whereas the board intends to work expeditiously to resolve any outstanding issues prior to issuing of the applicant guidebook, noting, however, that some issues might be outside of the control of the board. Whereas the board noted a number of issues raised during the public comment forum in Brussels on which further consideration will be required. It's therefore resolved that the board will use its retreat currently scheduled for the 24th and 25th of September of this year for the consideration of all the outstanding issues related to the implementation of the new GTLD program.
Thank you, Bruce. Is there a seconder for this resolution? I see George. Thank you. Any discussion about this use of the retreat to try and clean up any remaining issues? Jean-Jacques.
Thank you, Peter. As someone who has been on the board for less than 3 years, I'm very struck by the fact that this has been a constant element on the agenda at each of our meetings and also in our sessions which are not in public. And I've listened carefully to everything which was said in the public forum on this subject. And I would like to commend you for proposing that we set aside a special retreat of the board for this. I think we owe all our stakeholders a result, and the result has to be tied to a timeline. Thanks.
Thanks, Jean-Jacques. Yes, I share that. Thank you for the kind comments personally, but coming to the timeline, we appreciate, first of all, the costs of delay and then the costs of the uncertainty around this, and that's one of the intentions, if we can, is to start putting some stakes in the ground. Any other discussion about this use of the board retreat? Of course, what it means is that we will probably have to schedule another retreat where we get on with the business that a retreat requires, and that includes succession discussions and voting and various other matters. But we have a reasonable time gap between now and the next meeting in Cartagena. All right, well, I will put that resolution. All those in favour, please raise your hands. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Kateem. Are you abstaining or opposing?
No, I'm voting for it affirmatively.
Can't hear.
Oh, he is.
I'm voting affirmatively for it.
Thank you. Declare the resolution carried. We come then to a resolution concerning the publication of materials coming to the board as part of our briefings. And I'd ask Kateem to take this resolution. Kateem.
Certainly, Peter. Thank you. The issue of transparency and accountability is two issues that are very important to the ICANN board. And in that spirit and in that regard, the board is attempting to trial balloon the idea of providing to the public materials that it is provided in readiness for the board meetings. Of course, this material would not include material that's confidential. And I think, by the way, this would be a very important practice because I think it will begin to expose a lot of people to the kind of torture that the board gets exposed to when you get hit with like a 200 or almost 300 page board book that we sometimes get. And the resolution reads, whereas the board has for some time wanted to share the briefing papers it receives with the community in the interest of transparency and accountability, and the community has also requested the publication of these materials, whereas as a proof of concept, staff has prepared a version of the board briefing materials for the board meeting of 22nd April 2010 for publication with confidential material redacted. Whereas the Board Governance Committee will assess results of the proof of concept publication and recommend further guidance to the board on the practice of sharing board briefing materials. Resolve, the board directs staff to publish the non-confidential portions of the board briefing materials for the board meeting of 22nd April 2010.
Thanks, Kateem. Is there a seconder for this resolution? Jean-Jacques, I think, is chair of the Public Participation Committee. That's a very appropriate seconding. Thank you. Any further comment on this resolution? Kateem.
I just noticed, Peter, there is no resolution number on this resolution, and it's not in bold, and I suppose that has no implication as to how resolved the board is about the resolution. I just thought I'd point it out.
Thank you. The practice, as you probably know, is that all these resolutions go through and get carefully numbered by the legal team afterwards, and sometimes they come out of order. I've shifted the order around, as you know, on this agenda a couple of times already, so they end up being numbered sequentially. Thank you. I'll declare that resolution carried, and if we can move to the next item, which is the nominating committee. There's a position on the nominating committee that is intended to be filled by an academic and technical research community, but there hasn't ever been selected by the board such a community or one encouraged to be found, and so the board has been for some time making an appointment to fill that position, but after discussions we've decided to change that practice. So I'd ask Kuo Wei to read this resolution. Thank you, Kuo.
Whereas in the coordination with the article of the 7 of the section 2.8c of the bylaw, one voting delegate on the nomination committee, non-com, should be selected by an entity designed by the board to represent academic and similar organization non-com academic member. Whereas in the prior years, the board didn't develop a process for identifying the appropriate entity to select a non-com academic member. Whereas in lieu of the identifying a selecting entity, the board previously recommendation from the BGC selected an individual to serve as the non-com academic member. Whereas it has been determined the board should no longer select the non-com academic member and that an entity should do so. Resolution 25th, the board directs staff to develop an entity's selection process and evaluation procedure to comply with the bylaw for the BGC and the board consideration with a view toward identifying an entity in sufficient time to select a non-com academia member for the 2011 to 2012 non-com. Resolved 2010, June 25th, the board will not appoint a non-com academia member of the 2010 to 2011 non-com.
Thanks, Kuo Wei. Is there a seconder for that resolution? I see Ray is seconding that. Is there any further discussion about that? This is a step to regularise the practice of the previous years. All those in favour, then, please raise your hands. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Carried. And then we come to item 14, approval of the bylaws in relation to which resulted from a reconsideration request, and I'll ask Rita to take us through resolution 14.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Whereas the Board Governance Committee fully considered reconsideration request 10-1 and adopted a recommendation in response calling for revisions to the bylaws with respect to the timing for posting of the adopted resolutions and the preliminary report after a board meeting. Whereas the Board adopted the BGC's recommendation on reconsideration request 10-1, whereas the BGC has reviewed and considered the public comments received and recommended that the board approve the bylaws revisions as posted at, and there's a site, resolved, the board approves the bylaws revisions as posted for public comment in furtherance of the BGC's recommendation on reconsideration request 10-1.
Thank you, Rita. Is there a seconder for this resolution? I see Kateem. Thank you. Any discussion about this? Reasonably self-explanatory. All those in favour, then please raise your hands. Any opposed? Any abstainers among us? I see none. I'll declare the resolution carried. And that completes the resolutions of which notice was given. And we come to the general business. I just wanted to make a couple of comments. I think Mr. Secretary is attracting my attention.
It appears we might have missed voting on one of the resolutions.
Mr. Secretary tells me it's not clear that we have a record of voting on the resolution that Kateem put for the publishing of the board material. So if you wouldn't mind, we'll just do that again. Go back to Kateem's resolution. We won't read it into the record again. It's the one about publishing the board materials for the 22nd of April and asking the Board Governance Committee to look into this practice of making the materials and the board briefings available. So everybody clear which one we're voting on? Let's put that vote again, please. All those in favour of the resolution as read by Kateem, please raise your hands. Are there any opposed? Are there any abstentions? Mr. Secretary, you can record that as carried unanimously. Thank you. Just in general business, I wanted to make a couple of comments that I've been giving notice to all of the people that the board has been interacting with at this meeting, that we are looking at the way we do that interaction at these meetings to improve the efficiency and the use of time for the board to meet the community. We do have a kind of institutionalised set of meetings where if it's Tuesday morning, it's one group, if it's Thursday morning, it's another group, and if it's Sunday night, another group. And I thought it was just time to have a look at that. And so we've talked to those groups and asked them to consider how we are meeting with them and how best to use the time that's available. There are groups that we, because of the fact that some of those groups got in back in 1998 and 1999 and set up these meetings, that you know, we've got new constituencies, new groups formed. It's high time we had a look at that. The other thing I think that you might be interested in is that we've changed the timing of the board workshop, and as a result of that, we were able to present the board's current thinking on some issues at the forum yesterday, and I think the board feels that that was certainly a very much better way of engaging with the community, and we appreciated the community feedback on that. So more along those lines, and thank you to everyone for helping us maximise the efficiency of the board at these meetings. There's one other item that I was going to ask Rod to do a comment on some HR matters, just to give the board an update on those. Are there any other items of general business, just to get an indication? I see none. So, Rod, an update on HR. No, finish with that.
Sure. The update on HR is that, unfortunately, as we know, Doug Brin is leaving us, so we were opening up a COO search. We're doing that with Aegon Zehnder International, the same search firm that recruited Doug in the first place, recruited myself and other officers of ICANN. We have posted the applications online, the job description. You can apply online. We're receiving applications. We're working through the applicants and have just started interviewing. I would hope we bring that process to a successful conclusion within 3 to 6 months, but we'll take however much time we need to find the right candidate. We've also recently posted the Vice President of Global Partnerships online. We're taking applications and encourage you to think about the best candidates that you would know for that position. That's the update.
Thanks, Rod. I particularly encourage people to use their networks to help us find, you know, the best people for this fantastic organisation. Bruce.
Thanks, Peter. Just a really quick comment. If you're looking at the ICANN homepage and you go down to the very bottom of the page in very fine print, there's a section called Careers, and that's where all the job listings are. I think there's about 11 or 12 jobs listed currently, but it is accessible from the homepage.
Thank you, Bruce. We'll appoint you web navigator from here on. Any other comments about those HR items? If not, I'll hand back to you, Rod.
So, Doug, I'd like to invite you to please join me on stage for a historic moment for ICANN. We normally recognize the comings and the departures of board members and CEOs, and this is the first time in ICANN history, at least that I know of, that another board member has been recognized for their exceptional contribution. And this is a very special moment for a very special man. I think that the ICANN board and the previous CEO made an excellent move in creating the chief operating officer position in ICANN to coordinate our operations, which are extremely complex. This is a very, very dynamic and complex organization. So that was a good move, actually an excellent move. But there was an even better move they made, Doug, and that was hiring you. You are one of the most exceptional managers and leaders that I've seen in an organization. And what you have done here in the last 3.5 years is to build not only a foundation for this house, but walls and structure in the retrofit and remodel that has really boosted the capacity of the organization, the professionalism, and the strengthening of processes. And you have done that with the utmost in attention to the quality of your relationship with staff members and also the community, and you provide an outstanding model in that sense. So we're all going to miss you hugely, and our loss is indeed Silicon Valley's gain, but we are just very, very sorry to see you go. We have a tradition at ICANN, which is giving board members an ICANN jacket when they join the board. And in this moment, it's my honor to give to you an ICANN board jacket as you complete your role as COO. Please stand me and join me in congratulating Doug.
Encore, encore.
Yeah, right. So I promise I'll keep this extraordinarily brief, knowing that I stand between you and airplanes and lunch and everything else. I will say it's really been an honor to work with everyone here and here and the staff, and I'll miss y'all. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Doug. You are the best. Thank you.
And that brings to a close the board meeting in Brussels, unless there's any further business. I see none. I'll declare the meeting closed. Thank you all, ladies and gentlemen. See you in Cartagena.